Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
Yes, indeed. On a finally Friday morning, the middle of the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so let's talk about stress, because it's something that most of us experience on a fairly regular basis, right? But it is important to recognize when it crosses over into burnout. About two-thirds of Americans say that they are under constant stress. And when that stress becomes chronic, it can lead to more serious mental and physical health concerns. Joining us right now to talk more about this, medical director at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Dr. William Beecroft. Dr. Beecroft, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you for yours, and this is important to talk about, especially during Mental Health Awareness Month. What is the difference between everyday stress and long-term burnout?
The biggest piece that's different is the time, the chronicity, or the recurrence of it every day for days, weeks, months. That turns into burnout after a while. You can only tolerate so much of all of that day-to-day stress before it starts to get to the point of affecting how you think, how you get relations with others, how you get more irritable, short-tempered, what's the use in working, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But realize that you can't stop because you have to pay the bills. Those kinds of things. That's when it turns into burnout, is when it's no longer fun to get up in the morning.
And well, exactly. And you described some of those symptoms. What are some other symptoms, some things to really be aware of if you're under this kind of stress or burnout?
Well, you look at physical symptoms. You look at many people have increased interest in high calorie foods, ice cream, dairy products, in quotes, junk food that sometimes, you know, helps us to kind of perk up short sugar, things with high sugar content. So gaining weight would be one thing. If you see yourself gaining weight, eating more, have that stress eating, that's going to be something physical. Then getting into more serious things, you know, you start to have periodic chest pain. Doesn't necessarily mean you've got cardiac problems, but that's a factor of our muscles in our chest getting so tight that they start putting pressure on our ribs and our sternum, the breastbone, and you start having chest pain. Gastrointestinal symptoms, difficulty with a lot more heartburn, a lot more difficulty with, just how you generally feel. You feel more lethargic, you feel uncomfortable, you feel unwell.
And, of course, blood pressure tends to be high in people that are under a lot of stress.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If you have blood pressure problems to start with, the treatment protocol that you're on, whatever that may be, isn't working and you're getting into high blood pressure, you may have more headaches, more of those pain in the neck that go to the forehead type stress headaches. Those are more common as well. So those are the physical complaints. You look at the mental health aspects. I mentioned you get irritable and short-tempered. You get depressed. You get despondent. You get a sense of hopelessness that, you know, you're never going to get ahead because everything you do, there's two things that pull you back, and it seems to be you never get forward. Then you get into relationship issues. All of your support system, be it family, be it significant other, extended family, friends, that becomes an issue. And then you start looking at, some people use alcohol, some people use cannabis, other people use other things that aren't good for them. And that then starts to become problematic in and of itself. So it's a whole negative cascade of bad things that continue to make things even worse.
I know there are people listening right now saying that they recognize all of what you've been talking about. They've experienced it or are experiencing it. How do you recover from burnout?
That's a good question, because it really takes the energy to make the changes to get a path forward that can help you feel better. Simple things, you know, when you come home from work, rather than go right to the house, take a 10-minute walk. Or do something sit in the car, listen to some music that you really like. Whatever that may be to distract you, to really disconnect you from where you have been to the new environment you're going back into. That can be helpful. Being able to express to your significant other or the family or extended family that you're feeling stressed, being able to just acknowledge that. You don't have to be the person that can take all of this burden on yourself, but be able to share that. And they may come back and say, yeah, I feel terrible too. And be able to share that and say, what are we going to do different? What can we do different? Some people think, well, let's take a vacation. That works for a very short period of time. And by the time you're halfway into the next day that you came back to work or came back to your regular routine environment, school, whatever that may be, it's gone. So you have to look at something more longer term to be able to kind of re-energize, refocus yourself, and be able to use some of our body's own natural capabilities of resiliency. So we can talk about that more if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Things that would be helpful for you is the role of exercise. You know, everybody says, oh, go to the doctor. They always tell you to have more exercise. Well, there's a reason for that. Because what happens is your body releases chemicals that really help your brain to feel better. They also have chemicals that can be able to help you not experience physical pain, because many of the times this results in physical pain, discomfort. So you get a reduction of that. Also, it down-regulates the anxiety hormones that we have in our body, so we're more used to those and don't feel it as bad. Like the example is when people train for marathons or they train for sport activities, you know, initially it's very difficult for them to get going. But after a while, they get really comfortable with that. And, you know, runners, you've heard about the wall or long-distance bikers, that really gets a relaxation response. And that's what you're trying to tap into. It takes about a half an hour to 45 minutes for that to occur. But that really is very helpful because it decreases those stress hormones' effect in your body, decreases that blood pressure, helps your heart be able to respond more quickly. You get into aerobic status, aerobic functioning, so your body is more physically able to tolerate that stress, and you actually feel much better afterwards as well.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic.
That's one thing.
Yeah. Do you have somewhere where people can go for more information about what we've been talking about here?
With Blue Cross people, and actually any citizen or any person in our state can be able to go to bcbsm.com and just put in the search box, mental behavioral health, and we have a whole page. We have many pages, actually, of things that you can do for yourself. We have podcasts. We also have links to a program that can talk about meditation and relaxation techniques and the role of exercise and how to be able to develop resiliency. They have workshops that can go on. They are at noon usually, so it's relatively easy for many people to be able to take a break and be able to listen to that while they're having a break from work or school or wherever, or whatever they're doing. But those kinds of things are very helpful, and they're on that page to be able to help you look at next resources. We also have a crisis page that if you have or are in a acute crisis, you can be able to get psychiatric urgent care in any of the 83 counties in Michigan by going to one of the community mental health centers. Or you can be able to look on our webpage, look at the county that you're in, and be able to find out phone numbers to be able to talk to for immediacy of services. That can also include a mobile crisis team, either virtually or that they can come out to wherever you are. At school, work, home, on the street, in a mall, wherever you are, they can actually come to you. And in St. Clair County, you have one of these programs through the Community Mental Health Center. It's also a certified community behavioral health center that can see any person in the community that needs this and be immediately seen. I just saw some information from the state that the response time is 15 minutes on the average for people to get a trained professional talking with them. Wow. So this is something that really you can avail yourself of very, very quickly and be able to get service as quickly.
That's fantastic. There is help available for anyone that needs it. Doctor, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for talking with us about this.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day. It looks like a beautiful one's coming.
Absolutely. Best time of the year. Thanks, Doctor. Take care.